John Paul had become privy to the papal instructions and predictions Mary had entrusted in confidence to the children at Fatima, but he didn't believe he was supposed to respond either. But something happened. Next quote, page 46. At a certain moment, May 13th, 1981, the day of the apparitions of Fatima began. That's when the angel came to the three children, was on May 13th. During an open-air papal audience in St. Peter's Square, in the presence of 75,000 people and before the eyes of an estimated 11 million television viewers, Pope John Paul spied a little girl wearing a small picture of Christ's mother as Our Lady of Fatima. Now, if you're not familiar with Catholicism, you might find several buttons of Mary, and one of them might be Mary of Guadalupe, and one might be Mary of Garibaldi, and one of them might be Mary of Fatima. So this girl had the right button on for John Paul. It was Mary of Fatima. Spied a little girl wearing a small picture of Christ's mother as Our Lady of Fatima, just as he bent down from the slow-moving Pope mobile in a spontaneous gesture towards the child, hired assassin Mehmet Ali Agca squeezed off two bullets, aimed precisely where his head had been. As two pilgrims fell wounded to the ground, two more shots rang out, and this time John Paul's blood stained his white papal cassock. So when you look at this more in depth, Pope John Paul believes that he was saved by Mary of Fatima, because it was his response to her in bowing to that child that made the bullets miss. Instead of receiving the deadly wound, he received the deadly wound that was healed. Next quote. Now, however, after what was arguably the very pointed events that had taken place in St. Peter's Square, after exhaustive examination of the documents and living witnesses and participants, when he went to the hospital, I'll cut into this, he remembered Fatima and he called. He says, I want to read those messages again. And they say that the entire Fatima window happened outside his window in Rome, and he's seen it for himself. Continuing on. After nothing less than a personal communication from heaven during his long convalescence, and this personal communication that Malachi Martin here is referring to is this Fatima miracle outside his window. She appeared in that fashion for him, especially. Pope John Paul II came face to face with the realization that far from pointing to some distant future time, the contents of the famous Fatima message, and specifically the secret context directed to papal attention, amounted to a geopolitical agenda attached to an immediate timetable. Now, what that means is he came to understand that he was the pope that was to take control of the world, and the time schedule to do that was underway. And from that point on, this pope began to travel the world and became the most widely known man in the world, and he did it because he believed that he was the pope that was going to go to the throne of the world in fulfillment of the message of Fatima. That's what has motivated the pope to do what he's doing. And the geopolitical